Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound brought down by Reinertsen, his 10th. He's got a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Stroh, left-hand dribble. He's trapped. Throws down the sideline. Somehow Benfelt got it. Now he attacks, leaves it off. Milks way up good.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line in St. Paul as the Gibbon Buffaloes battle the O'Neill Eagles in the C-15 Boys District Final. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Back to Reinertsen and into the front court to Kenton. Kearney Catholic is not going to foul. Gibbon is going to go ahead and run the clock out here. One of the biggest wins in Gibbon school history has just happened here tonight at Rosencrantz Gymnasium. And the Gibbon Buffaloes are a win away from their first state tournament appearance since 1981.
Both schools are looking to end a long state tournament drought tonight. O'Neill has not won a district championship since 1996, and Gibbon has not been in Lincoln in 32 years. 1981 was the only state appearance since 1964. A long unwanted streak comes to an end tonight. It's the Eagles and Buffaloes coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from St. Paul right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from St. Paul High School. It's time for the boys' C-15 district championship game between the Gibbon Buffaloes and the O'Neill Eagles. Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Good on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where a rabid fan base from both communities on hand here tonight at this beautiful facility in St. Paul. Folks, it's been a long time. The boys' and girls' teams, it's been a long time for both of these schools to get a chance to go to the state basketball tournament. On the boys' side, as you heard, O'Neill has not been to state since 1996, and in that year, they were the number 4 seed in their sub-districts, and they made it all the way to the state semifinals. For Gibbon, they haven't even really been to a district final in a number of years, and they get a chance here tonight to go to state for the first time since 1981. You're getting into spots where kids' dads and uncles were playing on the last time that there was a state tournament team in Gibbon. O'Neill coming off an exciting double overtime win against Valentine. They have battled some injuries this year, most notably to Brock Sheets. If you come in tonight, he's the young man. He's actually wearing a helmet, which is something that will be new tonight. I don't know if you get bumped on the helmet. Will that be a foul? He suffered a concussion early in the basketball season against Pierce in game 4. And the 5 games that O'Neill has lost have been with him out of the lineup. He's been in and out of the lineup, and we've been told he will start for the first time since that injury here tonight. He came off the bench in their sub-district final win against Valentine. For Gibbon, third time was a charm against Kearney Catholic on Friday night, their 45-34 win, where they shut the Stars down at the start of the fourth quarter. They were up 32-28 to start the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic didn't score in the first 5 minutes. They went up by 12. And after losing to them by double digits the first 2 times and numerous times in the seasons before that, they got over the hump with their 19th win of the year. It should be a dandy tonight. O'Neill likes to play a little man-to-man. Of course, Gibbon comes at you with that treacherous 1-3-1 zone. O'Neill's going to have to be able to handle that. And they've got, kind of like Gibbon, really 3 guys that do most of their work. Neither team's going to use a lot off the bench. One thing tonight, if there's foul trouble, it would be interesting, or any kind of a injury or something for a few minutes, how these teams respond. Higgins, O'Day, and Stevenson are the referees tonight, and so you've got a state tournament crew that is doing tonight's district final. Kearney High right now is tied 12-12 with Papillion La Vista at the end of the first quarter. That game is currently airing on ESPN 1460. Also going on tonight, Southern Valley and St. Cecilia are currently playing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. They're in the second half. And Granada Northwest is taking on Milford. They tipped off at 7 o'clock. That's on 1230 AM KHAS. And as always, all of our games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll take a break and be back with the starting lineups for O'Neill and Gibbon, the C-15 Boys District Championship, after this timeout.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. We'll start with the O'Neill Eagles. Number 11, 6'1" senior is Derek Hoster. Number 22, 6'1" senior is Michael Headland. Number 25, 5'10" junior is Brock Sheets. Number 33, a 6'2" junior, Charlie Burtwistle. And number 35, a 6'2" senior, Donnie Taylor. The head coach of the Eagles is Seth Colloff, assisted by Nick Hoster and James Burtwistle. They are 20-5 on the season. And for the O'Neill Eagles in the sub-district, they defeated Ainsworth 67-59 and Valentine in double overtime 61-58. Since going 1-2 in their conference tournament, they have won 5 in a row to end the season. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, number 2 is a 6-foot junior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, 6'3" junior is Riley Reinertsen. Number 4 is a 6'1" senior, Brett Benfeld. Number 15 is a 5'9 senior, Luke Schuster. And number 21 is a 6-foot junior, Dakota Kenton. The head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benz, Travis Froom, Jackson Kenton, and Steve Yockey. Gibbon is 19-5 on the season. They defeated Minden in the opening round of the sub-districts 53-37 and down Kearney Catholic 45-34 in the sub-district final on Friday night. So kind of a quick turnaround. Of course, the weather affected these teams. O'Neill did play on Wednesday, so O'Neill does have a couple of extra days of preparation for tonight's basketball game. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And here at St. Paul, they always put a little atmosphere into things. They close the gym down. They shut the lights off. They use the spotlight to introduce the starting lineups, which they do for all of their conference and postseason tournament games. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Rick Peters, the athletic director here at St. Paul, as always, for their hospitality many times here at the St. Paul Gymnasium, covering the Cats and Lou Platt Conference sporting activities. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got more high school hoops here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw and High Plains from Grand Island Central Catholic at 7. Amherst and Kiltner will play on the Breeze 94.5 FM tomorrow, both at 7 o'clock, and the Kiltner-Amherst game is at Gibbon. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The crowd continues to filter in, not quite at capacity, but getting close. And the C15 District Championship between Gibbon and O'Neill is next.
Looking at the family in Long John Silver's, eating their cottage shrimp baskets. What was going on inside my head? I could have had one of those instead. just got a fish sandwich.
Get Long John Silver's Cotton Shrimp Basket. Premium thick-cut cod and four bigger shrimp with hush puppies and choice of side for just $5.99. Two big tastes at a price that'll make you say,
"That's what I like!"
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
We are ready for high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, St. Paul, and Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It'll be the traveling blue and white trim of O'Neill, the home white and blue trim for the Gibbon Buffaloes. For O'Neill, their leading scorer, Charlie Birdwhistle. He gets you 19 points and 5 rebounds a game. Derek Hostert averages 15 points and 5 rebounds a game. Michael Hedlund, 11 points and 5 rebounds a game. O'Neill, 20-5. They average 61 points on the season. And they are a solid basketball team. Their losses coming up in Northeast Nebraska, they have one bad loss. That was to Crofton. Wayne's beaten them twice. Boone Central, Newman Grove has clipped them. And they also lost to Norfolk Catholic. For Gibbon, their loss, bad one maybe, was to Shelton. Although Shelton, a solid team, lost to Donovan Trumbull at the buzzer, Kearney Catholic twice, and Adams Central. And we're ready to get this basketball game underway, and the opening tip will belong to the O'Neill Eagles. 1-3-1 zone defense. They'll get the ball into the paint here and drop the ball, kick it back out for a three-pointer to start the game. It is no good there by Birdwhistle, and the rebound comes down to Luke Schuster here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They'll see a man-to-man defense. Reinertsen takes it into the hole, tries to pass it to Kenton. It's off his hands. The ball deflected away, and Gibbon will turn it over on their first possession. Maybe trying to get a little too fine there on that short pass on the first possession of the ball game. O'Neill works around the 1-3-1 zone. Sheets kicks it into the left-hand corner to Hostert. Hostert drives the baseline, skip pass right wing, ball fake on the three. Birdwhistle drives, gets caught up in traffic, has to do a left-handed flip, hits the front of the rim. It's no good. And Dakota Kenton has the rebound. We're 1 minute in. Each team on their second possession were scoreless. Reinertsen to the baseline. Double team gets it to Benfeld, who's been in the lane a while. Got away with a walk. Puts the short jumper up. No good. And the rebound brought down by Donnie Taylor. So both teams showing a little rust or a little nerves here in the first minute. Missing their first couple of shots. Up top with it will be Sheets. Ball knocked away by Reinertsen. Reinertsen can't quite grab it before it gets to midcourt. It's grabbed there by Birdwhistle. And O'Neill will reset it. Back over to Sheets. Pull out from the left elbow. 15-footer spins out. No good. Ball's tapped out. And Schuster trying to win the battle. A foul going to be called on O'Neill's Derek Hostert, trying to grab the loose basketball. So Schuster with his second rebound. The first foul of the game comes against the 6'1 senior. Three seniors, two juniors in the starting lineup for the O'Neill Eagles. Those are the only three seniors. Well, they've got four seniors on the roster. Only two seniors on the roster for Gibbon, Schuster, and Benfelt. They both start. With it on the left wing is Benfeld. Guarded out there by Hostert. Drives, kicks it out to Kenton. He will not shoot the ball from the outside. And some miscommunication there with Reinertsen. Throws it behind him and out of bounds. We talked with Coach Paul Reinertsen after the Kearney Catholic game how these nerves would be. These kids, neither one, have been in a spot like this. They played football. They've been in the playoffs here the last couple of years, but not this deep in basketball. Spreading the floor, Sheets. Left-hand corner, three. Hostert up, no good. And the rebound is fought for and pulled down underneath the hoop by Ryan Milks. 5:50 to go in a scoreless first quarter. Reinertsen has yet to take a shot. Off the pick and roll, no opening. Fires it over to the weak side. Schuster backs away 26 feet away from the hoop. Couple of dribbles here on Birdwhistle. Gives it into the corner to Benfeld. And Brett dribbles it out of there. Hands it off to Reinertsen. Riley's about due to take somebody to the hole. Pulls up 4-3, and Reinertsen is short. Rebound comes out to Dakota Kemp, though, and a second chance here for the Buffaloes. Back out to Reinertsen. He's guarded by Michael Hedlund, the 6'1 senior. Reinertsen crouse over to the high post, jump pass into the corner, milks the left-handed three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, Benfeld back up. He missed it. And the rebound brought down by Michael Hedlund. Boy, oh boy. 0-0, 3 minutes in. Transition three, O'Neal. It's no good. Reinertsen grabs the rebound, keeps his balance on one foot, and hops out of there. He may have got hurt to the other end. The short jumper, Benfeld, no good. Gibbons missed three inside. Rebound brought down by Sheets. Lob backside is deflected away. Good play there by Dakota Kenton to knock away the backdoor pass. And Garrett Stroh will check in. I want to check out Riley Reinertsen here, though. He came down awkwardly on his foot going for a rebound, and still a little ginger on that. It'll be O'Neal ball. 4:45 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless. Both teams have had good looks. O'Neal more from the outside. Gibbon has got it inside, and a couple of offensive putbacks they've missed. Now here's a shot inside, and a charge going to be called on O'Neal. It actually went through the cylinder, but Michael Hedlund lowered his shoulder to make some room. And that'll be the first foul on Hedlund. Second foul on O'Neal. Both teams don't mind scoring points. As we said, 61 for O'Neal, just over 57 for Gibbon. But scoreless here between two rookie teams. Stroh with it on the right wing. Outside the arc, holds the ball. Sagging off him is Hoster. Gets it down low, Schuster, but right on his back pocket is going to be Reinertsen, so he's got to back out of there and reset. Riley Reinertsen now double-teamed, so Schuster's wide open. And finally, they switch off that double team. Reinertsen, crossover, into the lane, takes the runner. It's off the iron, no good. Some contact, no good. Rebound, Kenton, into Reinertsen, knocked out of his hands, a travel. Well, there's not a lack of effort, I'll tell you that right now. As the ball was slapped out of Reinertsen's hand, he tried to regain it, but it was called a travel, and that was the right call. Halfway through the first quarter, still goose eggs here on the scoreboard. Ball tipped away by Reinertsen, goes out of bounds at midcourt, and the ball will stay in the hands here of O'Neal, and to toss it in will be Donnie Taylor. Gibbon already has 8 rebounds, but nothing to show for it. Ball comes back into the hands of the O'Neal Eagles, playing 4 corners here. With the drive is Burt Whistle, tries to dump it into the corner. The ball is kicked, and back into the ball game for Gibbon will be Benfeld. Brett comes in and Milks checks out. I think it's just flat-out nerves right now for both of these ball clubs. The good thing is both ball clubs are nervous, so nobody got out to an 8-10 point lead here. Driving in is Sheets. He got tripped up, but he's able to kick the ball out of the wing to Hoster, who gives it right back to Sheets. Skip pass over the right wing, but nothing there. Way out there is Burt Whistle. Charlie takes a couple of dribbles to the top of the key, dumps it inside, out to the corner for another three. O'Neal too strong. Rebound brought down by Luke Schuster. 9-3 the advantage there. Stroh fast break, pulls up from 10. Garrett's first shot, off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Burt Whistle. And O'Neal with the basketball. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 0-0. And Burt Whistle got tripped up, no walk. The fans wanted it. He just throws it up there, expecting the whistle. And the shot doesn't go. Dakota Kenton, his 4th rebound. Like to see Riley Reinertsen get a shot away. Sometimes they're a little too cautious with Reinertsen. And I would just clear it out and let Riley take a shot here. Drive, take a shot. Get something going here for Gibbon. They are doubling him off the switch. Riley back into the baseline. There's Benfeld. Takes it at Sheets. Sheets falls down. Benfeld turned his back to him, though. Didn't get an open shot. Stroh, 360 in the lane. Up and in. And our first points of the game at the 2:21 mark. Now from the sophomore, Garrett Stroh. It took a while, but the Buffaloes are on the board. Now it's O'Neal's turn. And, of course, when Gibbons scores, they can slap that pressure on, create some turnovers. Another three, O'Neal. Burt Whistle, no good. They're 0 of 5. Long rebound, trying to save it in the corner. O'Neal does, and a foul called on Gibbon, trying to put a little body there on Donnie Taylor, who got his second rebound. First foul of the game on the Gibbon Buffaloes. Checking back in is Milks for Gibbon, and now checking in for O'Neal, Tyson Hoster. He's just a freshman. Derek the senior, Tyson the freshman. The foul is called on Luke Schuster. First of the game on the Buffaloes. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 2-0 given. As O'Neill tries to knock it down to the baseline, Kenton steps in front and deflects the ball away. I think things will definitely change in the second quarter, but both teams want to get a little something going in the first. Try to lob it up top of the inbounds, and Reinertsen knocks it out of bounds. Couldn't quite secure the steal, going one-on-one with Charlie Birtwistle. And again, neither team burning a timeout because both teams kind of struggling here in the deep waters of this district final. Ostert with it out to Sheets. Bounce pass left elbow. Dump it into the corner again. Nothing there. Try to go up top. Quick ball movement here by O'Neill against the zone. That's what you need. Sheets steps into the 1-3-1. Underneath, nice pass. A little left-handed layup draws a foul and will send Michael Hedlund to the line to shoot two free throws. And the foul will be on Brett Benfeld. His first and the team's second. At the line will be Michael Hedlund. He averages 11 points per ball game and is a 66% free throw shooter. This O'Neill team is a 72% team from the line, and they can't make the free throw. Back into the ball game for O'Neill will be Derek Hoster, and checking out will be Donnie Taylor, and checking in for the first time for Gibbon will be Jared Dorzinski, the 6-foot junior. Second free throw now for Hedlund, and O'Neill is finally on the board. 1:35 to go in the first quarter, 2-1 Gibbon. Up the floor with it will be Benfeld. Brett looks at the pressure, gives it off to Milks. Up top they go to Dorzinski on the left side of the key to Stroh. Stroh pick and roll. They're trying to get it to Reinertsen, really being bodied up in there by Tyson Hoster. And out on the wing, the ball is slapped out of bounds. Not a lot of room here in front of the bench. Seems like the chairs here at St. Paul were set up a little closer to the sideline than usual. Not a lot of room to get it in. But Milks does, gets it down to the baseline to Reinertsen. He's going to back his way in, use the body, turnaround, jump hook off the glass is good. Riley Reinertsen, averaging 24 a game, gets his first bucket. 4-1, Gibbon. A minute to go here in the quarter. They've got the trap at midcourt, but it is knocked away into Sheets' hands. Lob back door, the layup is there for Charlie Birdwhistle. So as usual, Gibbon traps the ball, but once the offense got through it, they had numbers and found the open man. 4-3, Gibbon. Stroh with it out on the right side of the key in front of the O'Neill bench. Gives it over to Benfeld. Into the corner, Milks. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Back to Benfeld. Comes down the middle of the lane. Puts the jumper up from 8, and he'll be fouled. Brett Benfeld will go to the line to shoot the first free throws for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And the foul is going to be on Brock Sheets, his first and the third of the team. Two free throws here for Brett Benfeld, who didn't get to play last year after suffering that nasty injury in the last football game of the year, making the most of it. And the free throw is up, and it is good. 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw by Benfeld is up. It's good. 6-3 in favor of Gibbon. Another score update for you here. Papillion La Vista leads Kearney now at the half, 28-21. Trying to get through the trap is Sheets. They're all on the floor. The ball is loose. And a timeout going to be called here by O'Neill as they recover it. So just 24 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of play. C15 Boys District Championship, Gibbon 6, O'Neill 3.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And this timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. 24 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. O'Neill basketball down 6-3. Sheets to the right elbow. They don't take the shot. They're on the wing by Tyson Hoster. Skip it over to the left wing. That'll be Derek Hoster. Back out top looking for the last shot. 10 seconds. Sheets takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass left wing to Hostert. 5 seconds. Back out Sheets. Long way away. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Desperation. 3. No good. And we go to the second quarter of play. Gibbon 6 and O'Neill 3. The winner heads to state. We'll be back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball. Some other scores. Johnson County leading Sutton 31-20 at the half. That would definitely be an upset. And Malcolm is up 21-20 at the halftime of their ball game. Here, Gibbon will get the ball to start the second quarter, up by a score of 6-3, and a three-pointer is no good, and Garrett Stroh will go over the back. Gibbon 0 of 3 from downtown. O'Neill 0 of 5. O'Neill with the basketball. Garrett Stroh with his first foul. That is the third foul on each team now. Not a whole lot of stats to talk about, although Gibbon did out-rebound 10-5. And they steal the ball up ahead as Reinertsen layup good, 8-3. That's the first turnover of the ball game for O'Neill. And Riley Reinertsen turns it into points, and that's one of the reasons Gibbon didn't have a lot of points. They hadn't created any turnovers. Sheets with it, playing against this 1-3-1 zone. They're going to have to hit some threes, and they're 0-5. Right side, three-pointer on the way. Boy, it about hit the side of the board. It's no good. The ball is loose, picked up by O'Neill. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles. Charlie Birtwistle thought he was fouled on the offensive putback. He missed the three, chased down his own rebound, but couldn't get it to go. Ball knocked out of his hands. And they'll lob it up top for Birtwistle again. Another catch-and-shoot three, and it's good. First bucket of the ball game from beyond the arc, and Birtwistle, who leads the team in scoring at about 8-19 a game, has 5 of their 6 points, 8-6 given. Given go, and the go is deflected out of bounds by Birtwistle. Again, a good crowd on hand, not full, not sold out, but I'd say it's about 75 to 80% full here at St. Paul, where they can hold 1,500 plus, 1,800. I knew the number at one time. And it will be Gibbon basketball. Gibbon has their original 5 starters minus 1 in there because Stroh is in. Skip pass over to Milks. Milks has been held quiet. Milks, Benfelt, Stroh, Kenton, and Reinertsen. Reinertsen working off the pick. Ball knocked away. Steal is made. Headed to the other end for the layup, and scoring is Michael Hedlund. Hedlund has 3. Birtwistle has the other 5. We are now tied at 8. A quick 5-0 run here off the Gibbon turnover. Up top with it, Benfelt over to Reinertsen. Off the screen to Stroh. Just about everything is behind the arc because they're trying to spread the floor here. And we're going to get a foul called from near midcourt. There was a lot of pushing down low between Hedlund and Reinertsen. And they're going to call Hedlund for kind of shoving back. And for Michael Hedlund, that'll be his second and the team's 4th. And Coach Kaloff wanted an explanation. Inbounds pass, that favorite one, the lob to Reinertsen, and he scores. They do it so quickly that the defense usually gets caught napping. And that's what happened there. Riley catches that lob in the middle of the lane and scores from 6 feet, and it's 10-8. He's got 6 of them as the ball's deflected away. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, score updates from around the state, plus look at the first half stats and a preview of what's to come tomorrow and at the girls' state basketball tournament. 10-8 Gibbon, 5:45 to go here in the first half of play. O'Neill with the ball deep in the left-hand corner, over the top of the trap to Brock Sheets. Sheets to the high post, kicks it out for another 3, and it's good. The first lead of the night for O'Neill, and knocking home the 3 is Donnie Taylor, and it's 11-10. O'Neill with the lead. They're on an 8-2 run. Up top with it, Milks. rotating around to Schuster, who's back in. Schuster, couple of dribbles. Reinertsen is on the bench right now for Gibbon. Riley is sitting down, catching a breather with 5:15 to go in the half. And that limits the offensive options usually for Gibbon. Schuster, back up top to Milks, to Stroh. Usually it's Stroh or Milks that gets something done here. Schuster in the right-hand corner. Roll pass to the baseline. Stroh, left-hand dribble into the paint. Turnaround jumper. It's good. It rattled around and falls for Garrett Stroh, his second bucket. 12-11 Gibbon. Pushing the ball up the floor is Derek Hostert. He can't beat everybody back, so he'll kick it to the trailer Sheets. Sheets gets it right back to him. And Hostert needs some help here as he dribbles out of traffic, out towards midcourt, and resets it here with Birtwistle. Charlie Birtwistle against the 1-3-1 to Sheets. Sheets back over to Birtwistle. He's wide open, fires the long three. That one is no good. Backside rebound is grabbed by Ryan Milks, his second of the ball game. Milks gets it to Stroh into the front court. 12-11 given, 4:20 to go here in the first half. And Stroh brings it out to midcourt. Reinertsen will check in at the next dead ball. Dakota Kenton over to Schuster. Schuster back out. Milks squared up for three, but a hand in his face from Cody Belzer, the 6'2 senior off the bench. Into the right-hand corner to Benfelt. Benfelt just about had his pocket pick. Now should have had a cutter, but Kenton went out to try to save the ball. He thought there might be a steal. So good heads-up play there by Gibbon. And they've got the ball back. With it is Benfelt. Now they've lost the basketball on a 5-on-4. But do not take a shot, and that's because, again, you got about three guys out there for Gibbon who are not shooters right now. Off the screen, Milks gets bumped there by Taylor. 3:40 to go. It's been a 40-second possession again for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Would Paul Reinertsen use a timeout just to get Riley in? Well, you don't have to because an entry pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Gibbon ball. And back in for O'Neill, the freshman Tyson Hostert, and now Michael Hedlund comes back in with two fouls. So Coach Kaloff, is rolling the dice here because Hedlund's been on Riley Reinertsen. And they're trying to get everybody situated on the floor here, and they'll throw it in. Milks looking for Reinertsen. He's well covered, so he comes out to the arc, catch and shoot three, buries it. And even a hand clap there for Riley Reinertsen. 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game, 15-11 Gibbon, 3:20 to go in the first half. Hostert, ball knocked away. Reinertsen, Hostert on his hip. Layup good. Time out, O'Neill. Two turnovers have resulted in two layups by Riley Reinertsen and a 7-0 run by the Buffaloes. It's 17-11. Gibbon with the lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at St. Paul with 3:08 to go in the second quarter. It's Gibbon 17 and O'Neill 11. It was only 6-3 at the end of one. And here, Sheets falls down, third turnover, 2-on-2, off to Reinertsen from Milks, and Riley lays it up and in. 11 in the quarter, 11 of the 13 belong to Riley Reinertsen, but they're coming off turnovers. Six of them have come directly off turnovers and layups. 19-11, Gibbon has scored 9 in a row to take the 8-point lead. Derek Hostert out on the right wing, drops it corner, baseline drive, in traffic, tough shot on the baseline. It's no good by Taylor, and the ball goes off of a Buffalo hand and out of bounds. Re-entering the ball game will be Birtwistle for O'Neill. Then a sanitation halftime report coming up. Southern Valley beat St. Cecilia tonight 58-38. So that ball game had a 6:30 start, so it is over. Ball in the left-hand corner. Move it up top. to Sheets. Backdoor lob, tried to get it to Hedlund. He caught it, but he's knocked out of his hands. He was behind the backboard when he caught it. And he got bailed out when Gibbon knocked it out of his hands. So they'll lob it in again. Wide open three. Sheets uncovered, but it will not go that time for Brock. And the rebound brought down by Ryan Newyear, who just checked into the ball game. O'Neill, I've got him 2 of 10 beyond the arc right now. And Schuster brings the ball up, and O'Neill has hit another cold spell. They hit those back-to-back threes, and that's about all they've done offensively all night. Reinertsen for three. It's good. Riley Reinertsen heating it up 22-11. And give credit to his teammates. They are getting in the ball, setting the screens, and Schuster picks the pocket at the other end. Here comes Luke to Riley. Layup, good. It's a 14-0 run by the Buffaloes. No turnovers in the first quarter for O'Neill. Four that have all ended up in Gibbon layups here in the second quarter. 24-11. Buffaloes. 1:30 to go here in the second quarter. Ball down to Hedlund. He's in a triple team. Kicks it into the corner for a three-pointer by the freshman Hostert. It's nowhere close. And the rebound brought down by Garrett Stroh. O'Neill seems to be feeling the pressure. And when they get open, they're just kind of throwing up the three rather than shooting the three. Reinertsen off the ball screen. Does not do anything with it after it was set by Newyear. 1 minute to go here in the half. Back to Riley, left side of the key. Kind of clearing things out, trying to find Newyear here. Now Reinertsen, a beautiful crossover on Sheets. Drives, kicks it out to Milks for three. Ryan is short on that one. And the rebound comes out to Tyson Hostert. Here comes O'Neill. They haven't got a lot of rebounds either in this game. 39 seconds to go. Sheets with a basketball. Knocked out of his hands. Picked up Hedlund. Hedlund for three. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by Reinertsen. And a chance for the last shot here. And Coach Paul Reinertsen gets their attention and says, slow it down. 20 seconds to go and a half. A 14-0 run by Gibbon right now. O'Neill averages 61 a game. They've got 11. Reinertsen says, clear it out. I'll take Sheets on my own. He's now going to be double-teamed out here. 8 seconds. Reinertsen drives, kicks it up top to Stroh. The pass is off the mark. Garrett saves it, kicks it back over to Reinertsen. Open three at the horn. It's short, and we go to halftime. The way it ended up, couldn't have been much better there for Gibbon. And they end the first half of play on a 14-0 run. The Buffaloes, 16 minutes closer to their first state tournament appearance since 1981. We'll take a break here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we return, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, your halftime score, Gibbon 24 and O'Neill 11.
You say potato, I say potato. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say gyros, I say gyros. But it doesn't matter how you say it. Because all you'll be saying after you take a bite of Nick's Heroes is,
Stop in at the top of the hill, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and get a gyros, Greek salad, or one of the other great menu items Nick's has to offer. Now open 11 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school basketball district championship style here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Gibbon, down one midway through the quarter, finishes the half on a 14-0 run, and it's Gibbon 24 and O'Neill 11. Let me give you some of the other scores that we had at last check. Johnson County led Sutton 31-20 at the half, and Malcolm was up in their game from the eastern part of the state by a score of 21-20 at the half, and Malcolm tonight playing Archbishop Bergen in Waverly. Some other scores: Southern Valley beat St. Cecilia tonight 58-38. So Southern Valley, who's had a long drought, is headed back to the state tournament as well. And at halftime, Papillion La Vista had a 28-21 lead over Kearney High, and that's currently airing on 1460 AM. The Northwest and Milford game, or the Adams Central Milford game, is at Grand Island Northwest. The last we heard, Adams Central was up in the second half, but we don't have a score update on that one. We'll take another break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a moment.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep, to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. All kinds of action going on tonight. More basketball action coming your way tomorrow night here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be in Grand Island as we bring you action from the D12 district final. It will be Kennesaw taking on High Plains, two outstanding basketball teams in Class D1. Tip-off tomorrow night is set for 7 o'clock. Also tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it will be Giltner, the two-time defending state champions, taking on Amherst. That game is in Gibbon and will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Taking a look at the wild card points coming into tonight, that is big, of course. We know that Kearney Catholic will be at state, even though they lost to Gibbon, their second of the wild card points in C1. There is a chance that the loser of this game could make it in to the state tournament. O'Neill is right now seventh in the wild card standings, and they kind of need everybody ahead of them to do their job. Gibbon right behind them in eighth, but there is a scenario that the loser of this game could get in on a wild card. Don't forget the state girls tournament gets underway on Thursday here on Classic Hits. We'll have Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2, and Minden Pierce at 8:45 on the Breeze 94.5 FM, 9 a.m. Thursday, St. Cecilia Sutton, and then at 8:45 Thursday night, Giltner girls take on Why Not. Here at the half, it's 24-11 Gibbon on top of O'Neill. We'll look at the numbers after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And we're back here with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats. For O'Neill, Michael Hedlund has 3 points and a rebound. Tyson Hostert has a rebound. Brock Sheets has a rebound. Charlie Burtwistle has 5 points, two rebounds. And Donnie Taylor has hit a three-point bucket for his total. He also has two rebounds. For O'Neill, I had them for 3 points in the first quarter, eight in the second. At the half, 11 points, 7 rebounds. They are 2 of 12 from three-point land against this 1-3-1 zone, and 4 turnovers, which all occurred in the second quarter and all resulted in layups for Riley Reinertsen and the Gibbon Buffaloes. Foul situation, Hedlund the only player with 2 here in the first half for O'Neal. Now let's take a look at the Gibbon Buffaloes. Ryan Milks has been shut out offensively, which is unusual. He has a couple of rebounds, but he has also forced a couple of turnovers in there. 16 points in the second quarter for Riley Reinertsen. He's got 18 of the team's 24 points here in the ball game. He's hit a couple of threes. He's got 4 layups. He's got 2 rebounds. Brett Benfelt, 2 points, 1 rebound. Garrett Stroh, 4 points and a rebound. Luke Schuster, 3 rebounds. Dakota Kenton has a first half high 4 rebounds, and Ryan Newyear is able to get 1 rebound. For Gibbon, 6 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second quarter, and 16 of those belonging to Reinertsen. So 24 points at the half, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, unofficially 2 out of 7 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers, nobody with multiple fouls for the Gibbon Buffaloes. So at the half, it is 19-5 Gibbon leading 20-5 O'Neal in the C15 District Championship game, 24-11. And we'll be back with second half action in a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The O'Neal Eagles will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Ball is kicked before they can really get anything going here. Adams Central 55, Milford 50. That game in the fourth quarter. And Adams Central trying to make it into the state tournament. Here it's 24-11, and a bad pass ends up on the floor here for O'Neal. Derek Hoster just dives on it. And then Gibbon takes it away and calls a timeout, it looks like. Ryan Milks and Luke Schuster were in there. Milks gets the steal, and Gibbon, before getting tied up on the floor, calls the timeout. 7:40 to go here in the third quarter of play, and Gibbon's on top 24-11. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. In Class B action tonight, Grand Island Northwest, the top seed in the B5 at Grand Island Senior High, got more than they bargained for, but they do hold off Hastings High 58-52. Northwest defeats Hastings. Aurora and Holdridge are currently playing at Grand Island Northwest. In another score update, middle of the fourth quarter, Papillion La Vista leads Kearney High 44-36. Bearcats hanging in there. That game's on ESPN 1460. Right now, 24-11 Gibbon. We're just underway here in the third quarter. Schuster dumps it in the right-hand corner to Milks. O'Neal has stayed in the man-to-man, and the turnover is a big difference here. O'Neal can't throw it in the ocean, but 4 layups off the turnovers. And you take those away, it's a lot closer game as Reinertsen pulls up for 3. It rattles in and out, no good. Rebound was brought down by Sheets. It was knocked out of his hands, though. The shot, no good. Another offensive rebound, Brett Benfelt. Gets it down low, forcing it up Reinertsen over the double team and scores. Riley Reinertsen, 20 points in the ball game. And again, because of the effort getting that ball knocked away, but a 3 answers right back. Derek Hoster, his first bucket of the ball game. O'Neal has 14 points, 9 of them on 3 threes. They're 3 of 13 beyond the arc. Schuster across the timeline. But O'Neal needs something to start falling for him here if they hope to get back in his ball game. as they were down moments ago by 15 points. Their largest deficit of the game. Ball gets deflected out of bounds, but it'll still be Gibbons in the backcourt. 6:30 to go here in quarter number three. 26-14 in favor of Gibbon. And against the backcourt pressure, they'll lob it into Reinerson with a right-hand dribble. Hedlund on him. Gives it off to Kenton on the right elbow. Dakota off the screen, back to Reinerson. Hedlund knocked it out of his hands, high in the air, and Riley just, like, boxes him out, waits for it to come down like a rebound and grabs it. Now one-on-one with Hedlund. Crossover, has some room in the lane, draws the double team out to Milks for three. It's nothing but net for Ryan Milks. The third three of the night for Gibbon, and the first bucket of the game for Milks. So the lead right back to 15. 29-14, Buff, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ostert, the left-hand corner, drives, double team. Spin move, kicks it out, making the three and driving in with a charge or a block. We're going to get a blocking foul called on Gibbon and count the bucket, or will we get the charge? Nope, we're going to get the charge. I thought he was counting the bucket, but instead Charlie Birtwistle is going to be called for the charge. There's a big collision down low, and O'Neal kind of, when you're in this situation, needs something to go their way. They are very frustrated right now, and they could have used the call. Could have been a three-point play their way. Instead, it's a charge. And O'Neal puts a little backcourt pressure on. Benfeld throws over the top. Couple of nice passes. Kenton layup. Good assist for Ryan Milks. Dakota Kenton with his first bucket. And it all started with a skip pass to Reinerson, who got it to Milks, who dumped it down to Kenton. 31-14. O'Neal has not been in a game like this year where they've struggled so much offensively. Now a blocking foul on Luke Schuster, trying to deny the baseline there to Donnie Taylor. Second foul on Schuster. First foul of the half here on Gibbon, and Gareth Stroh will check back into the ball game. For O'Neal, they scored 34 in the loss of the conference tournament to Boone Central. Since then, they've been averaging about 70 points. On the inbound, they help it out with another three. Derek Hostert has two threes here in the quarter. That's all the points for O'Neal, 31-17. Given across the timeline, they'll give it off to Gareth Stroh. Coming out to take it from him will be Reinerson. Swings it to the left side, into the corner to Milks. Reinerson posts up on the left block. Turnaround jumper rolls off the rim, no good. Defensive rebound brought down here by Derek Hostert. And up the floor he comes. He'll pull up for three, and he's feeling it. It's good. Three for three here by Derek Hostert, and that will force the first given timeout of the ball game. So the lead cut from 17 to 11 after back-to-back threes by Hostert. It is 31-20 Gibbon. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
4:44 left to go here in the third quarter of play. And Gibbon with the lead, 31-20. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hope to have a final for you here in the Adams Central Milford game in just a couple of moments. It's been airing on 1230 KHAS. O'Neal puts the press on. Stroh gets it right back to Milks down the middle of the floor. And it's popped away by Sheets. Fifth turnover for Gibbon. And the Buffaloes now looking at another three by O'Neal that is on the way, no good by Birtwistle, but an offensive rebound by Derek Hostert. And O'Neal getting a little momentum here. That's why Coach Paul Reinerson called the timeout, and Dakota Kenton a reach-in foul as they post it up on the left elbow, Hedlund. And Kenton with his first personal foul. And again, neither team plays a lot. This is an intense game. Watch for some fatigue, especially for Gibbon. They had two less days off than O'Neal because of that storm. And O'Neal underneath their own hoop, lob it up top to Hostert, who has all three threes here in the quarter. That's the 9 points. He's open again. He fires another three. That one won't go. Backside rebound, tracked down by Luke Schuster. His fourth of the game. Schuster avoids the double team. And Gibbon had numbers, but they threw it backwards. Reinerson out less to Kenton, and they'll reset it here against the O'Neal man-to-man. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 31-20, Gibbon. And the ball picked away by Sheets, but he can't save it. He throws it into Schuster before it went out of bounds to Benfelt. Kenton, free throw line jumper. Dakota hits it. Dakota Kenton with both of his buckets here in quarter number three. And that puts the cushion back up to 13, 33 to 20. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Kiven hasn't been to state since 81, 96 since O'Neill was there. Driving in, Sheets blocked from behind. First block of the game, it's Riley Reinertsen, but he can't grab the loose ball. And O'Neill will have it, and a ball is going to be kicked, or do we got to shove through the screen? Got a foul called over here on the sideline. Let's see where the foul is, though. Looks like it's going to be on Reinertsen trying to push through the screen. That'll be the first foul on Riley. Third foul of the half here on the Buffaloes. And to throw the ball in will be Donnie Taylor in front of his own bench. Back up top it goes to Burt Whistle. Trying to get it to the hot hand, Derek Hoster. Back over to Taylor, skip pass right wing. Burt Whistle averages 19 a game. He's got five. Hasn't scored here in the second half. Again, all 9 points are on those three threes from Hoster. And we're down to 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. 33-20 Gibbon. Things have settled down again here as O'Neill forced to work the ball around. Burt Whistle fakes the three, drives into the triple team. Back out, Hostert's three is good. Derek Hoster with four threes here in the quarter to try and keep the O'Neill Eagles in this basketball game. And for Hostert on the season, he averages over 15 a game as Gibbon breaks the press, 33-23. The lead was 17, now it's down to 10. Ball knocked out of Reinertsen's hands. It's loose, picked up by the O'Neill Eagles. Foul on the scoop shot, it won't go. There's a big collision down here. And Burt Whistle will go to the line to shoot two. That's the sixth turnover for Gibbon. A chance to get this game back into single digits. 2:32 remaining here in quarter number three. The winner heads to the state tournament in Lincoln. And some confusion as to who the foul was on. And so they're trying to get the official over there to talk about a couple of things. I think they signaled one number, and that man might not have been on the floor. And I think Gibbons tried to help him out and say it's on Luke Schuster. They don't want it on Luke Schuster. He's already got two. Luke said, what are you doing? Point at me. Don't point at me. They're going to call it on Luke Schuster, though. It's his third. At the line to shoot two, Charlie Burt Whistle. It's up and in, only the second trip to the charity stripe for O'Neill. And Schuster will come out. Milks is back in. So Milks, Stroh, Benfelt, Reinertsen, and Kenton. And on the line for free throw number two is Charlie Burt Whistle. He'll push it up there and in. 7 points for Burt Whistle. 33-25 now in favor of Gibbon. But O'Neill has cut that lead in half here in the third quarter. Benfelt trapped in the backcourt, jump pass to Milks. They better hustle. They're not going to break the 10-second line. Milks still dribbling. Just made it. Kicks it off Reinertsen, three. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Hedlund. He's too fast going to the other end. Lost the ball. Had to go track it down. Gets it back underneath the Sheets. Sheets short jumper in traffic. No good. And then he's called for a foul that sends Riley Reinertsen to the ground. That will be the second foul on Brock Sheets. Also the second foul of the half on O'Neill. 2:07 to go here in the third quarter, 33-25 Gibbon. We'll give you some other scores in just a moment. Ball between the circles. Ryan Milks brings it across the timeline. Milks back out to center court. Stroh, nobody really on him. Hoster kind of sagging. O'Neill looking around to see where Reinertsen is as they double-team him. Back up top to Milks. Milks off two screens, gets it to the corner. Three-pointer Reinertsen, it is no good. Rebound brought down by Derek Hoster, who's really come alive here in the quarter. Pull up three in transition. That's short that time. And the rebound brought down by Reinertsen. His third, Riley up to Benfelt, two on two. And a charge on Brett Benfelt. Called on the Gibbon Buffaloes. O'Neill gets one back. Brett Benfeld with his second personal foul, fifth team foul here on Gibbon. They were only called for three total fouls in the first half. And they'll have to wipe up the floor here a little bit as Kenton will come out and Dorzinski back in. That did not appear that the O'Neill defender was close to being set that time. But they get the call, and I think the reason they got the call is because we've already had a couple charges go against the Eagles in this game. Schuster back in, then fell out. So at the top of the 1-3-1 is Reinertsen. At the bottom is Schuster. Across the middle, Stroh, Dorzynski, and Milks. But O'Neill, if they can close this final 90 seconds on a mini run, is right back in the game and gets their crown into it again. With it is Donnie Taylor. Back over to Sheets. Back over to Burt Whistle. Playing outside the arc to Hostert. Schuster on him. Now Hostert's open again. Fakes the three. Pulls up from 15. That one's no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Reinertsen. Surprised Hostert didn't take another three. He's at four in the quarter and he was wide open. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 33-25. Gibbon has scored 9 points in the quarter, but 14 for O'Neill. Gibbon scored most of their points early. Dorzynski holds the ball. Gibbon may be trying to use the entire final minute here of the quarter, but they got Milks off the screen, and he'll score. Assist up top. Dorzynski. Ryan Milks, 5 points, makes it 35-25. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Gibbon by 10. Sheets back over to Burt Whistle. Burt Whistle, couple of dribbles, high post, Hedlund kicks it back out, Sheets in the corner, Hostert was open, but Sheets drives, and he'll score. And for Sheets, that will be his first bucket of the ball game. Still 15 seconds left to go here. Schuster at midcourt, they get it to Reinertsen, 8 seconds, he's all the way out at midcourt, off the screen, little contact at midcourt, and a blocking foul. A long way from the hoop, a blocking foul on Donnie Taylor. That was just a strange foul. He was going from side to side and was trying to block him at half court. 3.5 seconds to go here in the quarter for Gibbon to get a shot away. Let's see if Milks gets into this. And there's going to be a hold before they even get the ball in. They grab the jersey of Riley Reinertsen. And our official, Mr. Doc Stevenson, saw it. And the foul is on Derek Hostert, his second, fourth team foul. And they probably should reset the clock here. 0.4 of a second ran off the clock, but they're not going to do it. 3.2 here at the end of the third quarter. Stroh lobs it inside. Reinertsen's got it low post. Layup good. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Great pass. Reinertsen acknowledges his teammate Stroh. And at the end of the third quarter, the C-15 Boys District Championship, Gibbon 37, O'Neill 27 on Classic Hits.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Looking at the family in Long John Silver's, eating their cottage shrimp baskets. What was going on inside my head? I could have had one of those instead. I've just got a fish sandwich.
Get Long John Silver's cotton shrimp basket. Premium thick-cut cod and 4 bigger shrimp with hush puppies and choice of side for just $5.99. 2 big tastes at a price that'll make you say,
"That's what I like."
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at St. Paul High School, one of these two teams, 8 minutes away from a long-awaited trip to the state tournament. And by hitting some three-pointers in that quarter, O'Neill got back into it. They were down 17, it's now 10. Gibbon ball to start the quarter into Reinertsen, low block, contact, turnaround jumper is up, and it is good. And Riley Reinertsen now has 24 points of his team's 39. 39-27, Gibbon building that lead back up. And O'Neill just hasn't been able to do anything inside the arc. They've got 6 threes and 3 free throws, so that's 21 of their 27 points. Sheets tries to make something happen. It's knocked out of his hands. Benfelt comes up with a loose ball. Each team had 6 turnovers entering this quarter, so they have taken care of the ball. Stroh out on the wing. They give it to the hands of Dorzynski, who finds Benfelt. Right back to Jarrett. 7-10 to go, trying to get it into Stroh, and stepping in front, Hostert makes the steal. So the team exchange turnover, outlet pass, Burt Whistle finds the seam, missed it, but the tip try is good. The tip try is good by Hostert. 39-29. Derek Hostert has 14 of his team's second-half points. And once again, they'll find Riley Reinertsen here. It's been a good overall ball game, a lot more consistent for Gibbon. They're scoring off turnovers as Riley fadeaway three is good. Riley Reinertsen is feeling it tonight. He's got 27, 42, 29, Buffaloes, 32 years, and they're 6.5 minutes away. But O'Neill, it's been 17 years. They can't forget that as Sheets jumper from 10, no good. The ball is tapped out by Hostert, and another three is on the way. Hedlund, no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Milks, his third. Quickly up ahead to Benfelt. Gibbon can kind of taste the blood in the water. Benfelt comes into the paint and walks to the basketball. He stopped and then just kind of rocked off of his pivot foot, and they caught him. His eighth turnover. But a 13-point lead with 6 minutes to go. A chance to maybe be comfortable. Kearney High is within five with a minute 11 to go at third-ranked Papillion La Vista. Trying to pull off the shocker on ESPN 1460. Earlier tonight, Northwest beat Hastings 58-52. Southern Valley over St. Cecilia 58-38. Three from the corner here. Burt Whistle off the rim, high in the air. Hits the rim again, won't go. Reinertsen grabs the rebound and a foul on the Eagles. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, interview with Coach Paul Reinertsen, score updates, so keep it right here as the foul was called on Michael Hedlund, his third. Each team now has five fouls here in the second half of play. 5:40 to go. 42-29. Long pass over the pressure here by Reinertsen. They've got a three-on-one. Stroh touches it to Kenton, and Kenton lays it up and in. If you think it's all Riley Reinertsen, it's not. What a team effort tonight by Gibbon. You got to have Reinertsen do his thing, but just plays like that have been occurring all night long for the Buffaloes. Sheets for three. Can't get it to go. The tables have turned again. Schuster has the rebound. Gibbon has the momentum, but the ball knocked out of their hands in the backcourt goes out of bounds to O'Neill. And I think O'Neill is going to call a timeout. They'll have two remaining. 5:07 to go in the game. And Gibbon has built the lead back up to 15. The Buffaloes 44. The O'Neill Eagles 29 here on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
.07 to go in our ball game, and Gibbon has a 15-point lead in a low-scoring game. O'Neill went on a run there in the third quarter, cut it from 17 down to 8, but now have stalled out again because they cannot hit 3 here in the fourth quarter. They're 0 of 3, and they hit 4 of them in the third quarter. Luke Schuster now brings the ball across the timeline, then backs across the timeline and an over and back. Sheets with the good defense there for the Eagles. And that's the third turnover here in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter for Gibbon. But again, they can afford a couple of those. You don't want to get into a habit, but that's why they've got a 15-point cushion. Brock Sheets to the high post. Hedlund, who's really been a non-factor in the ball game tonight, got a couple early fouls, and they've never done anything to him offensively. And they go to him, and he drops the ball. Turnover, layup, no good. Follow is good by Brett Benfeld. Benfeld followed the miss by Reinertsen, who put up a tough one. But again, it seems like every O'Neill turnover ends up in a layup, and now contact at the other end, and Burt Whistle throws it up over Kenton and scores. Charlie Burt Whistle, it's a tough one for his ninth point. He's got 9. Derek Hostert has 14. That's 23 of their 31. Reinertsen with a great crossover dribble into the front court. Stroh, right wing, dribbles to the baseline, kicks it back out, top of the key. Reinertsen thought about a three, now takes the three, but it's off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Brock Sheets. O'Neill up the floor, needing points, halfway home in the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go. Hostert trapped in the left-hand corner deep, kicks it back out. Hedlund to Sheets, over to Burt Whistle. right now, if you're open up as an O'Neill Eagle, you've got to shoot the ball. There's not enough time left. With it, Burt Whistle. Back over to Sheets. Fakes the three. Nice scoop pass underneath, and Hedlund is there for the layup. That was a very great pass by Sheets as O'Neill gives a little of their own medicine there to the given Buffaloes and almost stripped Garrett Stroh. But Stroh does keep possession. Dribbling. Finds Reinertsen. 3:20 to go in the game. 46-33 Gibbon. Kenton comes out, takes it 30 feet away from the hoop. And a lot of hand fighting off these screens. Kenton and Schuster went flying. Reinertsen hits the deck. And a foul called on the Eagles. This will be the sixth team foul on O'Neill. The foul is on Burt Whistle. That's his second. Hedlund, the only player with three for O'Neill. Schuster has three for Gibbon. 3:15 remains in the game. 46-33 Gibbon here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here in the C-15 District Final, where one of these two teams will have a magical trip to the state tournament. Neither town has been there in so long. And with 3 minutes to go, Gibbon's taking a little air out of the ball here. Stroh and Benfelt and Kenton running off screens. They're not even involving Reinertsen, and a foul will send Dakota Kenton to the line with 2:50 to go. The foul on Donnie Taylor will be his second, and Dakota Kenton to shoot the 1-1. This is only the second time tonight that Gibbon has been at the line. Benfelt hit a pair back in the first quarter of play. And for Kenton, he is a 58% free throw shooter on the season. 2:50 remains in the game, and Dakota Kenton at the line for the 1-1. And the first free throw on the way, and it is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. Burt Whistle has it. He'll keep the dribble all the way across the timeline, fired over to Hoster. He's been the hot three-point shooter. They double-team him. His jump pass deflected but picked up there by little brother Tyson Hoster. Back up to Derek. Can't get free. Calling for it, Burt Whistle, but the pass takes him away from the hoop. 2:30 to go. Over to Taylor. Taylor has a three. He dribbles into a double-team. Great defense here by Gibbon, not giving any open looks. Burt Whistle drives. Circus shot up and in. Charlie Burt Whistle wasn't even looking at the hoop. He got bumped off his line. 46-35. O'Neill wants a foul here in the backcourt. Coach is saying, please foul Luke Schuster. And just when he does, the ball is loose. And Coach Seth Koloff over there couldn't yell or stomp his foot any louder. As they want to put O'Neill, want to put Gibbon at the line, anybody but Riley Reinertsen. Luke Schuster, a 51% free throw shooter, has not scored in the game. It was the third foul on Donnie Taylor. 2:09 to go, 46-35, Gibbon. And the front end of the 1-1 here for Schuster. It's on the way, and it is flat, no good. Easy rebound for Derek Hostert, all five here in the second half. A bucket cuts it to single digits. Hostert gives it over to Taylor. Up to Hedlund, back to Hostert. Long three, good! Derek Hostert with his fifth three of the game. It's 46-38 Gibbon. This time the Buffs get it to Reinertsen, and as he gets it over to Milks, a foul. Hostert, I thought, was going to get that basketball away from him. And for Derek, it's his third. Gibbon has to be a little careful here with their passes against the full court pressure. And now they need to make some free throws. Ryan Milks goes to the free throw line, 75% free throw shooter. It is the ninth team foul. Milks, 1-1. 5 points all came in the third quarter. Milks, the lefty, puts it up, and it is in. Danced off the front of the rim and rolled across. 47-38. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So he hits them both, and it's 48-38. Give it a minute, 45 to go. Hostert over to Sheets. They need quick shots, and they need him to go in. Sheets draws the double team to Taylor, who dropped it. Back out Sheets to Hostert. NBA three, almost banked it in. It's no good. Ball's tipped wide, and Gibbon can't quite save it. Ends up in the hands of Hedlund, and they'll try another look here into the corner. Taylor for three. It's good. Three-pointer for Donnie Taylor. his second of the ball game, and it's 48-41. Trouble in the backcourt. Are we going to get a steal, or are we going to get a timeout? There is some discussion between the officials. Hoster was apparently out of bounds when he grabbed the basketball. Boy, that's big. Gibbon keeps it in the backcourt with a minute 15. This 15-point lead here in the fourth quarter is cut in half again, down to 7. And Ryan Milks to throw it into the backcourt. O'Neal not out of this yet. Milks looking. They find Reinerson off a couple of screens. Right back to Milks. They try to poke it away from him. And a foul called on Donnie Taylor. That's his fourth. But more importantly, that's the 10th team foul here on the Eagles. And that means a double bonus here for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Ryan Milks, who just made two, is back there to shoot two more. First one up and dances in. Again, it hit the front of the rim, but it is in. 49-41 Gibbon. 1:12 away. Second free throw up and good. Milks four in a row to make it 50-41. A minute 12 to go. O'Neal across the timeline. They find Birtwistle. He's double teamed. Birtwistle picks his dribble up to Sheets. Wants to make a pass. There's nobody there. Milks, though, went for the steal, got shoved into the stands. Here's a three for Taylor. It's over everything. Hedlund was wide open. He tries to save it in. The ball is loose. Riley Reinertsen grabs it, gets it to Kenton, and Kenton is fouled. Hedlund tried to throw it off the leg of one of the Gibbon Buffaloes to save the possession, but it went straight up in the air, and Reinertsen grabbed it. 51 seconds to go, and you'd have to figure that Gibbon needs one more point to make it a four-possession game. Derek Hostert with his fourth foul at the line. Dakota Kenton, and the free throw by Kenton is in and out, no good. Dakota is 0 of 2, has 6 points. O'Neal has 2 timeouts remaining. 51 seconds to go. The second free throw is good. Kenton hits it. And O'Neal decides to burn a timeout right here. 51 seconds remain in the game. It is Gibbon 51, O'Neal 41. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
You say potato, I say potato. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say gyros, I say gyros. But it doesn't matter how you say it, because all you'll be saying after you take a bite of Nick's Heroes is,
Stop in at the top of the hill, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and get a Gyros, Greek salad, or one of the other great menu items Nick's has to offer. Now open 11 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays.
More basketball here at St. Paul tomorrow, as O'Neal St. Mary's is going to be playing Burwell in their D1 final. Here at St. Paul. Not looking good for O'Neal High right now. Down 10, 51 seconds to go. They'll roll it to midcourt. Sheets has it. Gets it into the hands of Birtwistle. They can't waste a lot of time. Try to get Hoster off the screen into the corner. Birtwistle, he'll drive, kick it back out. Hoster into the corner. Sheets. Sheets for three. It is short. Ball is grabbed by Gibbon. And Brett Benfeld trying to get out of there. Finally has to call a timeout. O'Neal had him trapped so well that they didn't commit the foul, but 18 seconds are used up on that possession, and all we have left are 32 seconds to go in this game. And Gibbon is up 51-41, and we will be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
Have another final. Adams Central Looks like they'll be the third member of the Lou Platt Conference to head to state, 71-66 over Milford. Adams Central, 71, Milford, 66. And that should be good news for O'Neill. Still an outside chance at a wild card. 33 seconds to go. Given to throw it in. They find Reinertsen, and Reinertsen is fouled. He slipped down, but never really had the ball until he slid down. And so he'll walk to the other end, and Riley red hot. I don't think it's been probably 5 minutes since he scored. He hit a three-pointer to kind of get that lead back to double digits. He has not been to the line tonight. 27 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Foul on Hostert was his first two free throws. First one for Reinertsen, an 89% free throw shooter, is good. Although Riley had missed a few in the sub-districts. Checking in Donnie Taylor. Second free throw now for Reinertsen, 31.5 to go. And that one dancing around, but it falls. Reinertsen, 7 in the corner, 29 in the game. 53-41, 31 seconds remaining. Here is Charlie Burtwistle. Burtwistle trying to get a shot away to Hedlund. Hedlund ball fake. Kenton leaned into him, so he's going to be called for the foul. And that will give O'Neill a chance to shoot some free throws, but there's just not enough time left on the clock. Only one timeout. Down a dozen. Got it as close as 8 after being down by 17. Got it close as 7, 48-41, but 5 in a row here from Gibbon putting it away as the free throw is up and in by Michael Hedlund. He's got 6 in the game, 53-42. Second free throw, it's good, 53-43. Gibbon just trying to get the ball in. Milks looking. Garrett Stroh is there. They get it to him. Foul, 22 seconds to go. The foul is on Brock Sheets. That'll be his third. And for Garrett Stroh, 4 points all in the first half. Has not been to the free throw line. And a 73% free throw shooter for Stroh. Kearney High falls tonight to Papillion La Vista, 57-49. Second or first free throw by Stroh is up, and it is in. And we may have just got some bad news for O'Neill. Besides this score, Wayne was upset tonight in Class C1, 51-38 to Boone Central. Whether that's an upset or not, that's what happened. Second free throw, Stroh is no good. Rebound brought down by Hostert. Derrick into the front court, 17 seconds to Hedlund. Hedlund back out. Here's a three-pointer on the way. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound is brought down by Brett Benfeld. And O'Neill, looks like they're not going to foul. It's in Riley Reinertsen's hands. And for the first time in 32 years, you can point the Gibbon Buffalo bus to Lincoln. The final score, Gibbon 54, O'Neill 43. The Buffaloes head to state with a record of 20-5. O'Neill is now 20-6 on the season. 29 game-high points from the All-Stater Riley Reinertsen, and the Buffaloes now can begin to celebrate. A game where they were up big in the first half, 13 at halftime, held O'Neill to just 11 points as they ended the first half on a 14-0 run, which really ends up being the key moment of the ball game. They took it to 17 in the third quarter. O'Neill clipped it back to 8. Eventually, it went back up to 15, then down to 7. But it was just too much to come back from after being down 13 at the half. And the final score, Gibbon 54, O'Neill 43. And we will be back with the post-game show brought to you by Misco Sports right after this timeout.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with built-up beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot.
From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Oh, welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Gibbon, as well as our friends here in St. Paul. It is time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We've got a couple of other Class C scores out there for you. It was Wahoo 69, Boys Town 62, Boone Central 51, and Wayne 38. Sutton was a winner tonight over Johnson County Central 55-47. It was Southern Valley over St. Cecilia 58-38, Northwest over Hastings 58-52, Adams Central beat Milford 71-66, and Papillion La Vista beat Kearney 57-49. Gibbon 54. And O'Neill, 43. We'll talk with head coach Paul Reinertsen and give you all the stats in a moment. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And we're glad you're back with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 as a lot of hugging going on around center court here at St. Paul as Gibbon headed to state for the first time since 1981. And folks, you also got to remember, it's not like they were a dynasty back in the late 70s and early 80s. This is only their second trip to state since 1964. And so reason to celebrate here for the Gibbon Buffaloes here tonight as they win it by a score of 54-43. Once we get Paul Reinertsen away from the 1,000 Gibbon fans that are congratulating him, we'll chat with him. We'll take a look at some of the final stats here as they get ready to cut down the nets here at St. Paul. Let's start with the O'Neill Eagles, and here's how things broke down. Derek Hoster tried to keep the Eagles in it in the second half. He hit 5 threes and had a team-high 17 points all in the second half. He had 6 rebounds. Michael Hedlund had 7 points and 3 rebounds. Tyson Hostert, 1 rebound. Brock Sheets had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Charlie Birtwistle had 11 points and 3 rebounds. And Donnie Taylor had 6 points and 2 rebounds in the basketball game. They wanted to do better on the boards, and Gibbon really kind of held O'Neill in check. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 4 of 4 in the second quarter of play. 3-point shooting, O'Neill took a bunch of them tonight against that 1-3-1. They were 2 of 12 in the first half. They were 6 of 16 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in each half. O'Neill actually did take pretty good care of the ball against this stout Gibbon Buffalo defense. 11 points in the first half, though, is what held O'Neill down in this basketball game. They did manage 32 points, more along their average. They averaged 61 a game, so 32 in the second half, right on their average. And O'Neill finishes with 43 points, 21 rebounds, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 8 of 28 from three-point land, no blocks, 8 turnovers. O'Neill 20 and 6, hoping that they can get the second wild card. Kearney Catholic has one of them. O'Neill hoping they can get the second one. We'll look at Gibbon's numbers and more after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Welcome back to the Mansco Sports Postgame Report. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Gibbon Buffaloes when they win the district championship here tonight. Ryan Milks, all 9 points, came in the second half. He had 3 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen had a game-high 29 points, 18 of those in the first half. He had 6 rebounds and 1 block shot. Brett Benfeld, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Gareth Stroh, 5 points and a rebound. Luke Schuster, 4 rebounds. Dakota Kenton had 7 points and 4 rebounds. And Ryan Newyear had 1 rebound. 14 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first half. Free throw shooting in the second half was all in the fourth quarter when the Buffaloes went 8 of 12. 3-point shooting 2 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half and 5 in the second half of play. For Gibbon, they had 24 points at halftime, and they scored 30 in the second half to finish with 54 points, just 3 points below their season average, 24 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 1 block, 9 turnovers. Gibbon improves to 20 and 5 on the season and heads to their first Boys State basketball tournament since 1981 with a 54-43 win over the O'Neill Eagles. We will be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. I want to thank the Hub, and I want to thank the Independent for allowing Coach Reinertsen to come up and be part of our little postgame press conference. But first, Coach Paul Reinertsen, just like the 500 people that were giving you hugs and handshakes and a couple of pretty ladies giving you a smooch, too, congratulations.
Well, thanks, Doug. Yeah, I'm elated, to say the least. I'm speechless, to be honest. There's a lot of hard work that goes into this. We've had some really good teams at Gibbon that came up just a little bit short, and then tonight finally we got over the hump, and it is a really sweet feeling.
How much pressure was there coming out of the locker room? Both teams seemed to maybe be a little bit nervous. They were off the mark early. We didn't get any points in the first 4 minutes, but could you sense anything in that pregame speech or any time today?
Well, yeah, absolutely we're nervous. I think both teams are nervous. It was a big game. There's a lot riding. Probably more pressure in this type of game than there is maybe next week, to be honest with you. But I thought we were pretty confident. I thought we had a pretty good walkthrough yesterday. I think, the Kearney Catholic game gave our kids a lot of confidence. And so once the nerves settled down, then we started to execute a little bit better. I couldn't be prouder of my kids. They played their hearts out. Our defense has been fantastic all year long, and in the postseason so far, we played some really good defense. But we also knew O'Neill was going to make a run at some time. They got some good shooters. They aren't 20-5 for nothing. We knew they'd make a run, and we kind of weathered the storm there, I thought. And then we made some free, we missed a couple free throws, but then I think the last like four maybe or so that we made in a row were big to give us that little cushion and breathing room. So our guys, I got a great group of kids. I'm happy for them because they do everything right on and off the court, and I think they're deserving of this trip to the state tournament.
You had a short turnaround with just 2 days, and that's a weekend as well. Did that affect your preparation for the game?
Well, yeah, and I wasn't smart enough. I scheduled a youth basketball tournament for Gibbon on Saturday, and so our kids sat in the bleachers and did the scorekeeping from about 8 to about 10 at night. And I was kind of kicking myself a little bit, but we weathered that. I had a good walkthrough, light practice yesterday, and I thought we were ready to go. In the game, I may not have had practice anyway on Saturday because we had a hard-fought game against Kearney Catholic. Our kids were pretty mentally and physically drained at that game. And so, as it turned out, it worked out perfect, I guess.
We're talking with Paul Reinerson for just another minute here. Let him get back to the celebration. But a 54-43 win tonight. O'Neill didn't turn it over, according to my stats, here in the first quarter. And if they did, it would have been one time. But when they did turn it over in the second quarter, that seemed to be the turning point in this game. Not only were they steals by your ball club, but they were layups. Riley made a couple on his own, and then he fed and got fed on a couple of others.
Well, we thought early on we actually were close on a couple. I think they underestimated Riley's wingspan a little bit, and I thought he got a couple tips and a couple just within an inch. We kept telling him, hey, keep getting your arms up, keep participating, because we're going to get some of those sooner or later, and finally we did. And that definitely gave us a spark there because baskets were hard to come by early in the game, and that kind of gave us a little spark and got us going. Then once you make a couple layups, and it kind of settles you down a little bit, and we made a couple perimeter jump shots after that.
Well, we've had such a rash here over the last few years of dads and sons or daughters or moms and daughters. And, again, that has to be a special moment. And Riley, he's been the man, and we mentioned a couple of times that when he wasn't even involved in the play, how great some things went. But he still ends up with 29 points tonight after that triple-double on Friday.
Well, I'm proud of him. He puts in a lot of time, and he's kind of our go-to player. There's no secret in the gym who's going to get the ball probably in most situations, and he's able to still come up and make a play, whether it be with a jump shot or a drive or feed a teammate. And I thought tonight he really stepped up and had a heck of a game for us in a big game atmosphere. And I could tell a couple times we were going to run a special play, and he looked at me and he waved me off and just said, clear out of here, and he kind of went on his own. And so I know in past when he's done that means he's pretty determined, and tonight he did it, and like I said, he made some great plays for us. And all of our guys did great things out there. Our defense has been really, really good, and so it is just a sweet moment. It's hard to put it into words. We've had a pretty long drought at Gibbon, I think 30 years approximately or something like that, and to finally get over the hump feels pretty special. And I have had two or three teams I thought were very worthy of being down here, so this is kind of for all those other teams as well.
Last thought, Paul, we'll let you go. Now that the biggest goal has been attained, now you go to the state tournament. Your thoughts as you try to get everybody refocused for next Thursday?
Yeah, I think the positive side, I kind of hope Adam Central won.
And yes,
hopefully Kearney Catholic gets the wild card, because at least you go down there, two other teams of the eight, so that gives us a little bit of an idea of what we're going to expect. But, it's hard to almost think ahead, though, for right now. We'll hopefully get some good practices in here and find out as much information as we can on who we're going to play. Whoever we play is fine, but we're just excited to be down there. So,
32 years, let's not wait that long again. Coach, we'll see you in Lincoln.
Well, thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Paul Reinerson, 54-43. They get the win tonight over O'Neill in a hard-fought basketball game. And we will be back to wrap things up, recap some scores from around the state right after this.
Looking at the family in Long John Silver's, eating their cottage shrimp baskets. What was going on inside my head? I could have had one of those instead. I've just got a fish sandwich.
Get Long John Silver's Cotton Shrimp Basket. Premium thick-cut cod and four bigger shrimp with hush puppies and choice of side for just $5.99. Two big tastes at a price that'll make you say,
that's what I like!
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back here to our Misco Sports postgame show on this busy night of high school hoops. We have all but one of the finals in Class C1 district play tonight, and that's all the way from the east where Fall City took on Lincoln Christian, and we do not have that final yet. But Wahoo beat Boys Town 69-62. In District 3, Adams Central beat Milford 71-66. In District 4, Boone Central Newman Grove over Wayne 51-38. Out in District 6, Kimball beats Gothenburg 51-40. And here again, Gibbon over O'Neill 54-43. In C2, Sutton defeats Johnson County Central 55-47. And Hastings St. Cecilia falls to Southern Valley tonight by a score of 58-38 in their ball game. Papillion La Vista beat Kearney 57-49. Grand Island Northwest was a winner over Hastings 58-52. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, it should be another dandy in Class D1. High Plains will be taking on Kennesaw. Kennesaw 23-0, High Plains 20-4. Kennesaw fourth in the wild card, undefeated, may have to win to get guaranteed into the tournament. Our pregame at 6:50, tip-off at 7, and Amherst and Giltner will play on the Breeze, 94.5 FM in Gibbon, and that game also tips off at 7 o'clock. Girls' State Tournament Thursday, Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2, Minden and Pierce at 8:45 here on Classic Hits. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, St. Cecilia Sutton at 9 a.m., and the Giltner girls and Wynot at 8:45. 29 points from Riley Reinertsen, 9 from Ryan Milks. Dakota Kenton had a solid game with 7 points, 4 rebounds tonight. And Gibbon is able to shut down O'Neill 54-43 to head to the state tournament for the first time since 1981. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, and our friends here in St. Paul. Again, a big thank you to our many sponsors and to Rick Peters, the athletic director here at St. Paul High School. They've got a game here in St. Paul tomorrow night as well. O'Neill St. Mary's takes on Burwell. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks again as we get ready to follow the boys' state tournament that will include Gibbon next week. Gibbon 54 and O'Neill 43 from St. Paul. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.